JB, you often talk about the role of the university in serving or having an impact on the people of the state. So let's talk about a couple of areas in which the impact is greatest. And for a lot of people in the agricultural community, that would be water. And this is a major focus for our university, I know.
Well, it's certainly true. And as I travel across the state, the one issue that comes up probably more than almost any other when I'm outside of the Omaha or Lincoln is the future of our water resources in Nebraska and the work that the university is doing to study the quality and quantity of water and policy and legal issues. We're fortunate that we have in the Water Center at the university one of the top, I'd say a top five center in the country right now in this area with faculty from many different disciplines, including the law school where they do work on legal and legislative issues, working with the Water Center. This is enormously important to the future of our state, to ranchers and farmers. 80% of the consumptive use of water in the world is related to agriculture, and so our focus is going to be on agricultural use of water. I'm confident that we can continue to grow this center and build it into one of the leading centers in the world, and that will attract top scholars and top students to the university, and a great byproduct of that, and our goal is that it will provide a great resource for the state of Nebraska. Now, I was in Israel this summer visiting a number of universities. One of them, the Ben Gurion University, is in the desert and famous for its work on desert agriculture. And they knew a great deal about our drought mitigation center at the university and our water center, and had faculty collaborating with us.
Well, it sounds really fascinating with the international aspect. How about energy research, especially alternative energy sources like wind and ethanol?
How
about those areas?
Obviously, energy is an area that's increasingly important, certainly one of the most important issues today, and the university has to be doing research in this area. We have a couple of great partnerships, one with NPPD funding the university in a five-year grant to work on alternative bioenergy. We're doing research on wind and solar and biofuels. This is exciting and has economic benefits for the state of Nebraska. In addition to that, we had a grant from OPPD for UNO for research and outreach on energy use and conservation there. So this is an area where we focus more resources, going to continue to invest because obviously biofuels, ethanol, and others are very important issues in the state of Nebraska and hold great potential for us.
And you also mentioned recently a new College of Public Health in Omaha at the Med Center. That'll also be available to serve people throughout the state?
Well, that's right. In fact, just a month or so ago, we named the facility the Harold and Beverly Moore Center for Public Health. It's going to be a new building, a private gift from Ruth and Bill Scott, generous donors to the university. It will focus on population health issues. It'll be the only College of Public Health in the Great Plains. And so we'll not only have a niche for Nebraska health issues that affect populations such as obesity and chronic diseases like heart disease and dementia and environmental health risks, but we will be a resource for the entire Great Plains. We think this is a great niche for us to play, and we'll focus on issues that affect particular rural populations and populations in the Great Plains. The other benefit that this has is that this will help us with our renowned cancer center, the Epley Cancer Center, because of the faculty that we will bring in areas such as epidemiology, which will help us to ultimately achieve designation as a comprehensive cancer center from the National Institute of Cancer. This will be a great thing for Nebraska because it will increase the level of research and the quality and the treatment done at Epley, which is already, as most Nebraskans know, first rate.
As always, JB, thanks for your time. Good to visit, and see you next week.
Thanks, Adrian. Great to talk to you.
You bet.
Bye-bye.